changing lanes.
Do what you love and the money will follow. No, it won't. I love going to the library. Who's going to pay me for that? Show other people how, why, and that they will benefit from you doing what you love, and only then the money follows.
He's known as the Power Habits Mentor and is famous for helping people get rid of their head trash and make more money. He's the only author in history to have works published by Hay House, HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, Mindvalley, Nightingale Conan, and The Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. Noah St. John, my guest on Self Talk Radio Show. Brought to you by Pure Energy Apothecary, people and planet-friendly skincare. Find them at Bed Bath & Beyond or online at pureenergybody.com. Welcome to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My next guest, if you feel like you have one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, you definitely want to listen to this guy. He's known as the Power Habits Mentor. He is famous for helping people get rid of their head trash and make more money. He's the only author in history to have works published by Hay House, HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, Mindvalley, Nightingale Conant, and The Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. Please welcome my guest, Noah St. John, to Self Talk Radio Show. Hi, Noah.
Hey, Sarah. Great to be here with you today.
I cannot wait to talk to you. Now, you grew up in Kennebunkport, up in Maine.
I did indeed.
And you say that you came from a dirt poor family because you literally lived on a dirt road. I love
That's right. Well, yes. And that's funny because, as you may or may not know, Kennebunkport just happens to be one of the wealthiest communities in New England. But as you mentioned, my family was dirt poor. And so it was a very strange upbringing because I was painfully exposed to the gap, the chasm between the haves and the have-nots. The haves was everyone else in the community. The have-nots was my family. Now, you hear these speakers all the time, right? They get on stage and say, well, we were poor, but we were happy. We didn't know we were poor. Well, in my family, we freaking knew we were poor because my mother reminded us every day that we were poor and miserable. So, no, it wasn't fun. It sucked.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really where all of my work came from. As you mentioned, you know, writing 15 books now, my new book, Power Habits, The New Science for Making Success Automatic. But that's really where it came from, Sarah, which was just really, you know, how the heck why do some people who don't seem to work so hard become so successful? Meanwhile, other people who work really hard don't become successful. What aren't they telling us? So really, that's what my books are all about.
Yeah. And I'm interested. You talk about head trash in your books. Can you talk to me about that? It's the number one reason so many people get stuck. Mm-hmm. What is head trash and how does it keep people stuck?
Well, you know, really, I've written 15 books about pretty much this one subject, about getting rid of your head trash. And that's what we do at our live events. And, you know, really my keynote speeches, it's really all about this topic, or, you know, that's one of the main topics, is helping people get rid of their head trash. And, you know, that is what is keeping so many people stuck. So, of course, the question is, well, what is head trash? So head trash, the way that I teach it and the way that I, you know, with my private coaching clients or at my live events or my keynote speeches, it's really head trash is the voice in your head that says, I can't do it because ... And then you just fill in the blank. Well, Noah, you know, like, I hear you're the guy that everybody goes to when they want to double their income. I hear you're the guy that helps people add 6 or 7 figures to their business in less than a year. I hear you're the guy that everybody goes to after they've gone to all the gurus, but yet they're still stuck. Well, I want to get unstuck. I want to double my business. I want to write my book, but I can't do it because, right? And then whatever happens after the word because is what you will defend to the death. See, we humans have an almost infinite capacity to make ourselves right, right? So whatever you say after the word because is what you believe, and you will always make yourself right. So, for example, if you say, well, no, I really want to make more money. I want to grow my business. I want to find love. I want to lose weight, whatever your goal might be. But I can't do it because I don't have the time. I can't do it because I don't have the right connections. I can't do it because I'm too old. I've made too many mistakes. I'm divorced. I have kids. I don't have kids. I'm a Martian. I mean, whatever it might be. And so the point is, you know, we always make ourselves right. And this is one instance for everyone listening where you don't want to make yourself right.
So, okay, I go to the, I'm not wealthy because ... And I write that down. Okay, mm-hmm. What's the second step that I do after I've discovered, okay, I'm not wealthy because I don't have the education, well, or whatever? Then what happens?
Yeah, it's not necessarily I'm not this or I'm not that, because we're all not things. But the point is, it's about what I call going from, your CPR to your NDR. Now, your CPR is your current perceived reality. That means you are who you think you are. You are where you think you are. You have the limitations you think you have, and that's what you truly firmly believe with every ounce of your being. And then where you want to get to is your NDR. That's your new desired reality. That's where you have started your business, grown your business, you made the money, you've lost the weight, you found love, whatever it is, you got the peace of mind. So that's what I call your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So really, it's not about, well, I'm not this. It's about, I can't get to my pot of gold because. See, that's the point, because we all have limitations. We all have things that we can and can't do. But what's worse is that you're telling yourself you can't build that bridge to go from where you are to where you want to be. See, because we're between your CPR and your NDR, there's a gap, right? There's a gap because obviously, if it wasn't a gap, you'd already be there. You'd already be at your pot of gold. So the point is, what most people are doing, Sarah, which is holding themselves back, is they're trying to build a bridge from where they are to where they want to be. But instead of just building one bridge, they have 20 half-built bridges. So they say, well, I'll try this. Let's say it's a diet, right? Well, I'll try this diet. Well, that didn't work. Well, I'll try that diet. Oh, that didn't work. They got 20 half-built bridges. Meanwhile, if they just did one thing and focused on it for any length of time, it would probably work. So that's the thing. It's very easy to get caught up in shiny object syndrome, but a big reason that people don't talk about of what causes shiny object syndrome is this head trash that I'm talking about, and that, we fix through my programs.
And do you have anyone who focuses on the wrong thing?
Everybody focuses on the wrong thing. I mean, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but yeah, everybody focuses. See, because what it's so easy to focus on what we don't have and what we are not, right? It's easy to say, well, Noah, that's easy for you to say, but I'm not a millionaire. It's easy for you to say, but I didn't grow up, in a rich community. And that's why I share my story with people, because I'm like, well, look, at the age of 25, I decided to commit suicide. I was not just suicidal. I had decided to do it, right? And so I know what it's like to feel hopeless. I know what it's like to have no idea how to get out of a situation. In fact, to see no way out of a situation that I had decided to take my own life. Now, at the very last moment, my life was spared. I share that story in my book, Power Habits. But the point is, I didn't know why my life was spared, but yet I knew there had to be a reason for it, and I had to find that reason. And so for all of us who are here on Earth, we've got to find the reason that we're here. I call that finding your because, your ultimate why to, why you are here, because life can be hard. Life can be, throw a lot of things at us that we don't want or expect. And what's going to keep you going through those tough times? It's not what you do, it's why you do it. And so, if you have a strong enough why to, what I've seen in my own life and the lives of my coaching clients is if you have a strong enough why to, you can go get through any what.
We're speaking with Noah St. John. He is the author of Power Habits. And we're also going to talk to him in a little bit, the four elements of a freedom lifestyle and what it means to be unconsciously competent at success when we come back on Self Talk Radio Show. Thinking of having your own podcast? Maybe you need a business website? Go to webhelpus.com and they can set you up with a website for as low as $399 for $24.95 a month. Very affordable. In fact, they're responsible for the website for Self Talk Radio Show. Visit webhelpus.com. Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My guest is helping all of us get unstuck with our habits, and he's got power habits to talk to us about. So if you are stuck and you're like, boy, I really should be at this level in my life and I'm not, what do you tell that person?
Yes, absolutely. So, whether I'm working with my private coaching clients or at our live events or my keynote speeches, one of the things that I talk about is that hidden connection between your habits and your success or money or, whatever you think success is, whatever success looks like to you. So really what we teach is, and what one of the reasons that I've helped people make so much money, over $2.7 billion over the last 20 years. And what I mean by that is we've helped our clients add six figures, multiple six, seven, and yes, even eight figures to their business, all while working less, without overwhelm, without information overload. One of the ways that we've been able to do that is by breaking things down to a very simple system. Now, One of the quotes that I love to talk about, that I love to share with people, my listeners and my audiences, is this: we don't rise to the level of our goals, we fall to the level of our systems. So think about this. You know, we all want to make $1 million and be world famous and have happiness and all, you know, a private beach in the Caribbean or a private island or whatever it might be. And it's great to have big goals. But the truth is they don't really mean anything if we don't have the systems to get there. So what we teach, and one of the reasons we've helped our clients become so successful, is inner game and outer game systems. Now, when you look at any human endeavor, there are two components, the inner component and the outer component. We just simply call it inner game and outer game. Now, inner game is everything that happens between your ears that you can't see directly, but you see the effects of it everywhere. So, for example, at my live events or my keynote speeches, I'll often ask my audiences, what is one area of your life where your beliefs don't affect you? And of course, the audience will sit there and they go, and I'll go, exactly. There's no place your beliefs don't affect you, right? They affect your health, your relationships, your money, your finances, your business, your career, everything, right? There's no place in the world, in your life, where your beliefs don't affect you. But notice that you can be doing really well in one area and maybe another area you're stuck or struggling. For example, maybe your health is really doing well, but you're stuck in your business. Or maybe your relationships are going really well, but your health is suffering, and so on and so on, right? So it's not cookie cutter, one size fits all. We really have to take a very personalized, customized approach for each individual or each organization. And then we also have the outer game, the outer game systems. Now, the outer game is everything you can see, right? That's all, for example, the systems and strategies, the digital marketing, you know, for entrepreneurs, for businesses, it's all of the lead magnets, your sales funnels, your websites, all of the blocking and tackling, the customer-facing, market-facing things that we have to do every day to make the thing called money. But see, here's the problem. What happens so often is that people or organizations are focused on one or the other. So, for example, if you're only focused on your inner game, we see this all the time, right? People who watch The Secret 37 times. I've had people at my seminars, my live events. We have a live event called Freedom Lifestyle Experience. And people come up to me and they go, no, I watched The Secret 37 times and my plan to get rich was to win the lottery. And I haven't won the lottery yet. And I go, yeah, that's a good plan. Call me when that works for you. Because it's not... You get my point there.
Yeah.
It's called sarcasm. But my point is, no, that's not a plan, right? And that's what they said. Well, just think about money, and money falls from the sky. I'm like, wow, I wonder what planet that works on, because it ain't the Earth. On the Earth, we have to do this annoying thing called work, right, to get the results we want. It's just like saying, well, you know what? I want to have six-pack abs and have a beautiful body, but I'm going to eat junk food and never exercise and just think about having a six-pack abs, right? It's ridiculous, right? It literally is insane. But people, of course, believe that because that's what they were sold. That's what the gurus like to say. It just doesn't work, okay? So that's why we have to have the inner game and outer game systems, and that's when you have the thing called success.
So when you do have your four elements of a freedom lifestyle, what does that mean?
Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned, you know, we have a live event called Freedom Lifestyle Experience, which some people call, you know, quite possibly the most transformational event on the planet today. And one of the reasons for that is because we teach you how to have and experience that freedom lifestyle, right? So what we teach at my company at successclinic.com, a freedom lifestyle is very simply four elements: the time, the energy, the relationships, and the money that you really desire. So time, energy, relationships, and money. So think about it this way. Imagine if you had $1 million in the bank and no time to enjoy it. Would that be freedom? Would that be abundance? Probably not. Most people really wouldn't think that. What about if you have $1 million in the bank and no energy, right? You're just depressed, frustrated, sad, angry all the time. Well, that's probably not freedom. That's probably not abundant. What if you have $1 million in the bank and no one to enjoy it with, right? No relationships. Your relationships are broken or struggling, right? That's not abundance either. And then, of course, we do want the thing called money, right? Anybody who says money isn't everything probably doesn't have any of it. And as the great philosopher David Lee Roth said, well, maybe money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a yacht to pull right up next to it. So, yes, money is freaking important. Again, growing up poor in a rich neighborhood, I should know. So that's the point, is when you have the time, the energy, the relationships, and the money, that's when you have what we call the freedom lifestyle. So for all of your listeners, for everyone listening today, one of the things you can do right now is very simply, it'll take you like 30 seconds, just write down how you're doing on a scale from 1 to 10 in each of those areas. How abundant or stuck do I feel in time? Am I constantly saying, man, I wish I could do this, but I don't have the time. Boy, I'd like to do such and such, but I don't have the time. I'm too much to do, too little time, right? So maybe you're feeling stuck in time. What about energy? Are you feeling happy, excited, grateful, you know, joyful, you know, during the day, or sad, frustrated, angry, depressed, jealous, and so forth, right? Those are negative energy. What about relationships, right? How are your relationships doing, both your personal and your business relationship, right? So if you own a business, how are your business relationships? If you're in a career or in a job, how are those relationships? And then, of course, your personal relationships. So there's really two kinds of relationships we want to look at, personal and business. And then, of course, we have money. How are you doing in money? So the number one frustration that I hear, that I've heard over the last 20 years, is very, very simple. Noah, I'm working way too hard for not enough money. And it always comes down to the things that I'm talking about today. Number one, getting rid of your head trash about money. And number two, installing the systems, the inner game and outer game systems, so that you can have the time, the energy, the relationships, and the money that you really want.
Some of my listeners have been to numerous conferences and worked with this guru and that guru who promises, oh, you know, we're going to make you successful in 90 days and nothing happens, nothing changes. What is so different about your program from other business gurus out there?
Well, what's so funny, I'm so glad you asked that, Sarah, because, you know, what people say to me all the time is, number one, exactly what you said. Noah, I've been to this group. I've been to all the big name gurus and I'm still stuck. And they, as soon as they come to my event, they go, I wish I'd come to you first. I wish I'd gone to you. I'd come to you, you know, years ago. I had one of my clients actually flew from Cartagena, Colombia, South America, not Columbia, South Carolina, Columbia, South America. He flew 14 hours just to attend my live event, my Freedom Lifestyle Experience event. And he said he's been on my list. He's known about me for over 10 years. And he literally, we have a video of him saying this. He looked in the camera, he says, don't wait. Don't wait as long as I did. I waited 10 years to come. Don't wait. And so, you know, I always say to people, look, I might not be the first coach that you hire, but I'll probably be the last coach that you hire, because that's what we hear over and over again. So I think what makes this different, what makes my programs different, is really the fact, and this might sound funny, but it's the fact that I'm the nerdiest nerd in this industry. I'm just the nerdiest nerd. What I mean by that is, when I see a problem, I cannot rest until I fix the problem. The problem that I saw was in myself. All of my books, my program, everything that I've ever done was really to fix a problem in myself, which is, how come I'm working harder than all these people and I'm still not seeing success? And it always came down to the same thing. Number one, I didn't believe in myself. Number two, I didn't have someone believe in me. Number three, I didn't have the inner game systems. And number four, I didn't have the outer game systems. And I will say, number five, the gurus suck at teaching. They just truly can't teach their way out of a paper bag. And the reason for that is because they're unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. That means they don't even really know what they're doing. They're doing it unconsciously. They're not teaching us anything wrong necessarily. It's just that they left out all the good parts. So imagine having a pizza and it's just the dough. You don't have any cheese. You don't have any toppings. It's like, well, here you go. What's wrong? What's the matter? And they're like, well, I kind of wanted the whole thing. So that's why, you know, in my programs, we give you the whole pizza.
You know, you tell a story about this man who watched one of your events and he was making $4 million a year. And he said, I'm at a plateau. I'm stuck. And normally the average Joe would be like, well, if I was doing 4 million, I don't think I'd complain. But this guy was must have been a software engineer. If I got the story wrong, forgive me. So my question,
the CEO of a software company.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks. And so my question to you is, once he saw this, what was the first step that he had to take to get himself out of that plateau, out of that stuckness? I'm going to get your answer when we come back on Self Talk Radio Show. Need to stop bad habits, start positive change, and sleep like a baby? Check out meditations free at sleepmeditation.org. Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. I left you with a cliffhanger. $4 million CEO of a software company at a plateau. What was the first course of action you took with this client to get him above his plateau?
Well, let me just give some context to the story, because people might be saying, this sounds kind of weird. So let me just give a little context here. I was speaking at a conference in Los Angeles. I just finished speaking at a conference for about 1,000 entrepreneurs, you know, 6, 7, 8-figure earners, very high-level people. And I was literally walking off the stage, and a man came up to me, and he said, Noah, I want to hire you as my coach. You are the coach that I've been looking for. Now, I didn't know this man from Adam. Ironically, his name was Adam. I said, okay, well, what's going on? He says, Noah, I'm totally stuck. I'm only making $4 million a year. Now, of course, I had to laugh, right? It's like, well, as you said, you know, a lot of people like to be stuck, right, with air quotes at $4 million a year. That sounds kind of insane. And he said, no, you don't understand. I own a software company. We grew to $4 million in revenues really fast, but we have been stuck. We've been plateaued at $4 million for the last 4 years. 4 years we've been stuck at $4 million. And he said, I've tried everything. I hired this guru, that guru. He named every big guru. I've thrown hundreds of thousands of dollars at this problem. He says, I can't seem to get over it. But he said, as soon as I heard you speak, Noah, as soon as I heard you talk about inner game and outer game and head trash and foot on the brake and CPR, NDR, everything you just said, he said, I knew that you were the coach I've been looking for. So long story short, he hired me on the spot as his coach. I worked with him for about 18 months. Now, in that 18 months, his company went from being stuck at $4 million for the previous 4 years to over $20 million in sales in just 18 months. So how did I do that? Well, it's exactly what I'm sharing with you and with your listeners today. Number one, we looked at his CPR. We looked at his NDR. Where are you? What is it you want? Number two, what have you tried in the past? Number three, what is the head trash that's holding you back? What are the lies that you're telling yourself? Because I want everybody to listen to this. Whatever you're telling yourself about, I can't do it because, is a lie. Right now you might say, but Noah, you don't understand. I've gone through this and I've gone through that, you know, trauma and this tragedy and this happened to me and that happened to me. And you're like, you're right. I don't understand. I've only heard it a million times over the last 20 years. You're right. I don't understand. But the point is, you know, there's always a grain of truth in that you're going to believe. That's why it's there. That's why it's called your head trash. But the point is, when you systematically approach it and you say, well, why, how can we make this not true? How can we stop believing the lies that you've been telling yourself? And number three or four, whatever number I'm on, we really installed the inner game and outer game system. That's really what I talk about in my book, Power Habits. That's why the subtitle of the book, you know, the title is Power Habits. The subtitle is The New Science for Making Success Automatic. Making success automatic is actually the, you know, the slogan of my company, successclinic.com. The reason for that is because when you look at the power habits of unconsciously successful people, which is what I teach, they're actually doing things that make their success automatic. They don't have their foot on the brake. They don't have this head trash. And they can't teach you what they're doing because they're unconscious. So that's why it took the nerdiest nerd in the industry, namely me, to break it down so the rest of us can do it too.
That's amazing. And you have worked with some of the big guns, you know, Hay House Group. How did you, and also you started with Jack Canfield. Was he your first publisher?
Well, the story goes like this. I had two epiphanies in 1997 where I discovered, you know, two things that literally changed my life, which became now the Power Habit System. And really, it was exactly what I'm sharing with you, right? Why highly successful people get there without really being able to teach how they got there, which is they're unconscious, right? So again, I said, oh, here's what they're doing that they can't even tell us. So I self-published a book back in 1998. I met Jack Canfield in 1998. He was going to an event in Amherst, Massachusetts, which is where I went to college. And so I met him. He was very gracious, great guy. And he looked at my self-published book, which was the ugliest thing you've ever seen. It was called Permission to Succeed.
Yeah, and you did it on a copier.
I did it on a copier because, hey, this was long before Kindle print on demand. We had none of that. I literally had to walk into a copy shop and say, how do you do this? And I got no money, so what do I do, right? So it was hilarious. It was literally the ugliest thing you've ever seen. But he loved it. I mean, he literally took one look at it. Now, what was so amazing is that I already had a lot of endorsements and testimonials from real people, just real people who'd already read the book, who loved it, who were getting incredible results, even back then, over 20 years ago. So he got it, you know, Jack did, and he literally looked at me and said, yeah, this looks great. I'll send it to my publisher. Now, that was awesome. And I will say that probably wouldn't happen today, right? Because this was 10 years before The Secret. And of course, you know, he blew up and became even more successful than he was before. But that is how I got the deal with the Chicken Soup publisher. Was 8 weeks later, the president of Chicken Soup, you know, publishing company, called me and said, hey, you know, Jack sent us your book and he loves it and I love your book. And I think this needs to be in the hands of millions of people.
And Hay House, how did you make that connection?
Well, what's funny about that is that was another one of my readers just contacted me on Facebook, believe it or not. Just wrote me on Facebook, say, hey, Noah, I'm a huge fan of yours. I love your system. I love Power Habits. And he was a Hay House author himself. And so he literally said, I'd love to, you know, connect you with Reed Tracy, the president of Hay House.
Yes,
I said, well, that
he's a nice
sounds good. Because I'm like, yeah, that would be awesome. And yeah, that deal was done very, very quickly. And so, yeah, I've been extremely fortunate that, you know, people have really gotten my work over the last two decades. They really get it. They love it. And it changes lives. And that, you know, that's what I'd rather brag about. You know, in this industry, what's sad is that a lot of people are all about me, 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 me. Look at all my cool stuff. Look at all my cars in my garage. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. We all want nice things. We want to go to, you know, nice vacations and have nice things and all that. But because of social media nowadays, it's all about look at me, look at me, look how cool I am. Okay, I get that and I understand that, but the problem is, what about, have you helped anybody else, right? Have you done anything for anyone else? Have you added value for anyone else, or is it all about you? And that is really one of the quicksands that we see here in this industry today, which is sad. And so my point is that I'd rather brag about the car that I helped you get that's in your garage than the cars that are in my garage. Because my argument is, look, if it's all about me, if it's all about one person, then, well, what does that mean? It means it could be about that person's personality. Well, what if you don't have that personality? Mm. Then you don't have a system. So one of the things, and, you know, going back to your point earlier or your question about what makes this different, it really is. It's not based on Noah St. John's personality, because I'm really just a nerd, you know, and I'm like, I just broke it down so because I wanted it, right? And I'm like, okay, let's make sure that anybody can. So now we have teenagers, we have CEOs, we have working moms, celebrities, athletes, we have literally people from all walks of life in over 125 countries, and that's how we know it's a system, not a personality.
Of the 15 books that you've written, is there one that sticks in your heart? I know they're like children. You can't pick your favorite, but is there one that, you know, kind of you go back to that you really enjoyed writing?
Honestly, and because others have asked me this too, and this is, I swear to God, this is true. My new book called Power Habits really is my favorite. Number one, it has my picture on the cover, which I told all my publishers, why are you putting my picture on the cover? I'm like, well, and you know, you're not famous. I'm like, well, make me famous, put my picture on the cover, duh. You know, so anyway, this publisher got it. He's like, yeah, go, of course we're gonna put your picture on the cover. I'm like, thank you, finally, it's about time. And so that's, you know, of course, funny. But anyway, so there's that. But I really, 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 with this book, I wanted to so give people examples and stories and, you know, checklists and worksheets. And it's an action guide. It's not just a bunch of stories, you know, that, again, I keep saying this, but, you know, about the guru. It's not just a bunch like, because I'm always like, well, who cares about you, really? It's like, I want something for me, for my family, for my community. I want to make a difference in my life, right? So I don't really care what the gurus say. What I care about is what can I use? And usually what we see in this industry, and I know this is controversial, but people are really all about guru worship. And I'm like, no, man, that's not what it's about. It's about systems. It's about making sure that we can all do it, that we can all reach our goals. Because let's be honest, we are here at a tipping point here on planet Earth. Planet Earth is in a bad spot right now because of human activity. And so that's really what I've always thought about. Even when I was in my college dorm room with $800, that was always my dream. My vision was to save the world, right? Because with a name like Noah, you're used to saving the world, right? So anyway, the point is, it really is about having that, making sure that anybody can use it if they take the action. You know, it's not magic, it's science. You still have to take the action. But if you do, then you give yourself permission to succeed, which really, I believe, and I've seen, can change the world.
Is there a chapter in your book that's a game changer for you?
I mean, you know, I love the chapter on Live Your Because. That happens to be the final power habit. There are 11 power habits, just in case people are wondering. There's 11 power habits of unconsciously successful people that, again, they can't teach because they don't know they're doing it. They're doing it unconsciously. And so the final power habit is called Live Your Because, which I was talking about earlier, which is about literally finding, you know, you hear all the time, do what you love and the money will follow, right? That's one of the biggest lies in this industry. Do what you love and the money will follow. No, it won't. I love going to the library. Who's going to pay me for that? Right? No, that's a lie, right? But it's sexy. It sounds great. Oh, goody. Do what you love and the money follow. No, it does not. No, only when. Okay, so the point is, it's got a grain of truth. Here's the reality. Do what you love. Show other people how, why, and that they will benefit from you doing what you love. And only then the money follows. See, that's what they left out. They left out the most important part, which they always do, right? They left out the important part, which is show other people how they're going to, who's going to benefit from me going to the library? Nobody. But if I show you how to get more time, more energy, better relationships, more money, isn't that valuable to you? You're like, yeah, okay, well, here's that. And that's why I get paid, you know? So that's really what it's all about. And anybody can do it if they follow that system to live your because.
Noah St. John, thank you. You've been a wonderful guest. The book is The Power Habits Mentor, and The Power Habits is the book, and Noah St. John is The Power Habits Mentor. Now, I understand we could get up to $299 in free gifts when we order the new book, Power Habits. Where do we grab that?
Absolutely. When you go to powerhabitsbook.com, very easy to remember, powerhabitsbook.com. You can go there right now. Now, when you get 1 to 9 copies, you know, if you get one for you and a few friends, then you get up to $299, a special, special gift pack. And if you want to get 10 or more copies, because everybody on your list, last time I checked, you know, like who doesn't need to improve their habits, right? Who doesn't need to get rid of their head trash? Probably everybody that you know, right? So that when you get 10 or more, you get actually, believe it or not, like a $10,000 gift package, including I will do a Zoom call for you. Let's say if you have a team or an organization or, you know, people in network marketing or real estate or even a health practice, I will actually go in and train your team for free. That's a $10,000 value when you get 10 or more copies. So powerhabitsbook.com, very easy to remember. And whether you get 1 to 9 copies or 10 or more, you're going to get some great bonuses at powerhabitsbook.com.
Oh, Noah, thank you so much. And of course, the link will also be on selftalkradioshow.com. Noah St. John has been my guest. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm Sarah Spencer for Self Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you could win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self Talk Radio Show, Mind Changing Radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.